We're keeping our eyes on Hartford, at least until the beginning of May when the legislative session wraps up. Joining us back on the show is one of our housing experts, Renee Dobis of Connecticut Housing Partners. And Renee, I want to get right into what is being discussed in regards to housing legislation, especially after what we saw in November when we had a special session of 2 days. And there is a major housing bill that did end up passing and getting the governor's signature. Could you talk about what you're sort of focused on during the session?
Well, I'm still, I really don't think they're doing much, to be honest. I think once they passed that bill, they kind of felt like they did their job and they're moving on with other topics. I'm concerned about the lack of vouchers in the state of Connecticut. The Partnership for Strong Communities just came out with a huge publication, The State of Housing in Connecticut, and the headline is, we have a shortage of all housing, whether it be multifamily, single family, over 360,000 units. And in a state of 3.5 million people, that's a huge amount of housing that we need to have created. And what this is pushing, because I'm in the front lines when it comes to some of the homelessness problems, is that homelessness has increased by 9.5% from 2024 to 2025, and now it's 43% higher than it was in 2021. And so I have a new development that I'm building in Terryville, Connecticut, and it has 12 units of supportive housing, which is basically taking people out of the homeless shelters and getting them housed. And I don't have any vouchers for those units. I have another building that I've gone to the state. I've asked for some vouchers to help support homelessness. The state's telling me they have no vouchers. So we're starting to see homelessness increase because of the lack of housing, and everything is connected. And if you recall, some of the bills that they passed, they're making it so that you can't put any barriers for homeless people to be able to sleep on a bench or sleep under an underpass, that type of thing. And so we're going to start seeing this. People are going to start seeing it. You're going to see it in the commuter lots where people are sleeping in their cars. So it's really unfortunate that we don't have these vouchers. And so I'm focused on trying to see if we can get some more money to have more vouchers. That's my focus.
I was curious, Renee, about your thoughts of Senate Bill 151, an act prohibiting certain land use and zoning limitations on housing. We've had conversations for both sides, people who are strongly opposed to it and worried that this is going to basically take zoning out of the equation. And then the two lawmakers that did put it forward on the other side, who obviously are for it. And I was curious what you think about that. Because I know, as you mentioned, you know, that massive bill that did pass in late 2025, in some regard, my understanding is there's several provisions and legislative changes potentially connected to that. But this one has been standing out to me, and I wanted to know your thoughts on it.
Well, I haven't read the bill, but I will say that 90% of the land in Connecticut is zoned for single family homes, and only 2% is zoned for developments of four or more units. So there's an imbalance right there. And then the other thing that the zoning regulations, they put height restrictions, maximum parking requirements, large lot sizes. And so it makes multifamily housing development very challenging.
There was a part of that bill, if I was reading it correctly, though, that, and I don't have it in front of me, forgive me, but I can go back and find it. There's a part that talks about the development of it, that almost sounded like you're living in New York City to some degree, where you have, mm-hmm. you know, the acreage was not as spacious, if you will. The how tall the buildings are, you know, was also, it seemed like, was kind of going to be thrown out the window in some regard. I think the thing that bothered me the most, which once again goes back to the fact that we're not willing to touch 830G, even though they say there's conversations going on. But let's be honest, I don't think 830G is going to be touched again. The biggest concern for me was that this bill, as it was written, makes it even more, I think, developer focused, where there wasn't really anything upgrading, or I should say, creating more opportunity for affordable housing, so affordable units. So at least 830G, even though I think it's broken and archaic, This bill kind of got rid of any sort of affordable need in development, which I was concerned about.
Yes, I am very concerned about that. And who's pushing this bill?
Senator,
don't know anything about this bill.
Senator Marks and State Representative Felipe. Why are you laughing? Yeah. That's my understanding from the Housing Committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do promise that I will look into it. And next time we get together, we will talk about it.
I should have sent it to you. I don't know why I didn't think about it, but as you were talking, I'm like, oh, wait a second. And I should have sent it to you ahead of time. That's my bad. I got to be honest with you, Renee. This is what bothers me. So it was brought to our attention, right? I'm reading the language. I'm like, oh, okay. I can see where there's concerns. Fine. So I send our morning reporter, John, up to Hartford for a totally separate reason. But I'm like, listen, you're there. Could you talk to Senator Marks? Can you talk to Representative Felipe? He did. And he asked all the right questions. They didn't answer any of them. Like, not really. They kind of were like, well, we need to do something. But he didn't get more context. And it wasn't because John didn't do a good job. It's because they wouldn't really answer those things. I'd be very curious to know, you know, if this bill is actually, again, building on actually creating more affordable housing options, if it's kind of correcting in some regard 830G, or if, in fact, it's just a totally separate bill. And if it really is more developer focused slash, you know, eliminating planning and zoning. I can't get a clear sense on that.
Well, I'm gonna get on it and I'm gonna find out. And
cool. I appreciate
it. But I do wanna say though, there's a huge report from the Partnership of for Strong Communities. It's like 150 pages. There's a ton of data in here as well. And it's really pointing to the fact that as a state, we're really failing when it comes to creating affordable housing. And half of the people who are renting are paying more than 30% of their income towards their rent, and a quarter of them are paying 50% or more of their income towards rent. And it's really impacting, you know, Black and brown communities. They're suffering the most. So there's a tremendous amount of data here that possibly I can bring along with me as I try to dive into that particular bill to try to dissect what it is that they're trying to do, and then put a nexus of it with the actual state of affairs in the state of Connecticut, which is really deplorable.
Yeah, I would really appreciate it, Renee. And I again, that's completely on me. I meant to send you that weeks ago when this was first brought up to me. But I know we missed our call in February. And so I just totally dropped the ball. So I apologize for that. But I will certainly send you the language if you want. No, because I do want to talk about it. I think that'd be great. I mean, I know we talk on a monthly basis, but if you read through it and you have thoughts on it, I'd love to welcome you back to the show. Dive into that a little bit. That seems to be the one bill that is getting the most noise when it comes to housing. And to your point, I don't know what, if anything, will pass during this session to really create more affordable options for people. So, I mean, is this bill the answer? I don't know. Is it more concerning than helpful or vice versa? I don't know. I'd love to get your take on it. So if we could maybe try to schedule having you back on this month, that would be awesome. If not, we could certainly pick back up next month. But yeah, I'd love to dive into that.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. And then, you know, if it's an extremely controversial bill, we have to remember it's also an election year. So we'll see if it gets signed.
Yes, that's true, too. Renee Dobis, I want to thank you so much for what you do, Connecticut Housing Partners, and for always taking the time to be on WICC. We appreciate it. I will send you that bill with the whole breakdown and everything. And then let's talk off air. That'd be great.
All right. Great. Thank you.